Show. I'm your host, Verlian, from NarniaHub.com, with the latest Narnia film news. This is the first of a planned series of podcasts discussing news from the Narnia community. I just thought I'd start one because I couldn't find any, folks. I didn't look that hard, but I really wish that I could just download a podcast every once in a while and get the latest news without having to search three or four news sites and then finding out there was maybe no news whatsoever to read about. So, this will be the first and perhaps last. honestly, I can't tell you if it'll be a monthly podcast, weekly podcast, or what. But if you guys have any suggestions or input or complaints whatsoever, go ahead and email me. I'd love to hear from you. My email is narniawebrillian@mac.com. Once again, that's narniawebrillian@mac.com. NarniaWebBrillian as one word. And for those of you who have not read the books and are still too stubborn to read them, Brillian has one L, not two. First up, we're going to talk about the Narnia film news, status of the current films and theaters, and then we're going to go on to Word on the Street and talk about what things are happening with Narnia events and the Narnia actors, and then we'll talk about the upcoming film in our final section, Only the Beginning of Adventure, because, let's face it, we fans are just drooling at the mouth with the possibility of more Narnia films. So, let's go ahead and get started. First of all, The Chronicles of Narnia has turned out to be the third biggest blockbuster this year, with all box office totals, right behind Harry Potter 4 at number 1 with $879 million, and Star Wars Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith with $848 million. Domestically in the US, Narnia has brought in over $278 million, and overseas, it's taken in $356 million. And you total that up, folks, it comes to a huge $634 million. And it's still holding number 9 at the box office, and the film hasn't seen Japan yet. And we all know how much the Japanese love films like Harry Potter and The Lord of the Rings. And I think, unless my sources are wrong, that Narnia comes out in Japan in March. So I'll be interested to see the reception there and look at the final total of all the grosses. Also, big news this week, Narnia has been deemed worthy by the Academy Awards for 3 nominations. Now, it didn't get Best Director, Best Actress, or Best Picture like we wanted, but it did get Best Achievement in Makeup, Best Sound Mixing, and Best Visual Effects. And it's also gotten similar awards from the BAFTAs, with Best Special Visual Effects, Best Costume Design, and Best Makeup and Hair. Not to mention James McAvoy, who's in line for the Orange Rising Star Award. And I'll be interested to see how you people in Britain vote for that. But if you're like me and you're getting pretty tired of all these politically based awards being given out, you can go to MoviePhone's Moviegoer Awards, and they have nominated Tilda Swinton for the Best Villain of 2005. So if you want to vote for her and you think she's the best villain of 2005, then go to AOLTrack.com to vote. And if you don't think she is the best villain of 2005, then stay off the website. And, of course, I thought I should mention to you that NarniaWeb.com and NarniaFans.com have scripts available from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. They're not real scripts, unless someone's willing to copy the script sold on eBay that actually had the scriptwriter's autographs on it, and I think it went for several thousand dollars. But these scripts were compiled by people who had watched the film too many times, like my friend Ian, who's seen it 7 times now. And frankly, I think the NarniaWeb.com version is slightly more accurate, but I haven't read through them all myself. But go ahead and check them out. It's pretty cool to have the scripts with you. But, of course, there are more to Narnia than the films. And what is happening with the books? Well, when last I checked on Amazon.com, the book was number 22 on their best-selling books list. That was last Tuesday, folks. And the film's musical score by Harry Gregson-Williams was number 150 in the top sellers in music. And I'm going to be honest, folks, this is one of my favorite soundtrack albums I've ever listened to, and I am a soundtrack album junkie. And in fact, if you go to my iTunes library and look up the play counts it comes to a total of 182 times that I've listened to that song. So, yes, I am at my computer a lot. Anyways, I'm going to also recommend the two books in my library that I am currently loving, Cameras in Narnia by Ian Brodie, and The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe Official Illustrated Movie Companion by Perry Moore. Both are really excellent books and give you a lot of great insights and have some really excellent photos from the film sets. And now, of course, you're all wondering, well, when's the film coming out? How can I get that onto my big, high-definition, huge home theater system? Well, I have good news for you folks. You won't have to wait too long. The DVD is coming out on April 4th. No, not April 1st. It's no joke. April 4th, ladies and gentlemen, with two versions available. One, the standard version, which has wide and full screen, will be selling for $20. That's $19.99 for those of you who are getting business majors and are taking marketing degrees. And there will be a two-disc version for $29.99 with extra features, and it'll have a children's commentary alongside director Adamson, and it will also have director Adamson's commentary with the filmmakers. So I'm really looking forward to that. And supposedly there's going to be a Blu-ray disc version, and Blu-ray disc is going to possibly replace DVDs someday. And Blu-ray discs are capable of holding high-definition video. So, I'm not sure exactly when that'll be coming out. I'm sure we'll have a formal statement pretty soon. Now it's time for the second part of the podcast, Word on the Street. This is where we discuss things that are happening with the people and places and events concerning Narnia. And number one on the list is from girlslife.com, and according to them, William Moseley has a girlfriend. That information was put in this podcast for those of you who really care that that's happened. Number two on the list, CinemaBlend.com, has said that Walden Media has recently acquired rights to the Isabel Allende's trilogy, which begins with the book City of Beasts. I think it'll be pretty interesting to see what kind of films Walden starts doing now that they've seen that doing a big budget movie can not only be a big risk, but also a huge success and a wise business move. Also, there's some really fun videos at NarniaWeb.com. Someone got some really cool videos of the Hudson Bay Company displays from Narnia. It's really neat looking, and you all ought to take a look at it. Number five on the list, thestar.com.my says, librarians across Britain have voted The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe the most important book a child can read, topping classics such as The Hobbit, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and Alice in Wonderland. Now, I don't know about you folks, but I'm pretty happy to see that books like Narnia are getting better exposure because of the film, and that children are reading them, because not many children have read them these days, and these books just are books for children. They are the kind of books that children should read, and yes, I did look into the wardrobes in my house, especially the one downstairs where my mother kept all her really weird stuff. I thought that would be the most mysterious, and my mom did catch me looking in a wardrobe in a house we were looking at one day, and I was 18 at the time. So, yes, I need help. Moving on, YorkshireToday.co.uk reports that Georgie Henley is not just going to be doing big-budget films in her near future. She's going to be starring in Babes in the Wood. According to them, this is an excerpt from their site, the last time she was in the public eye, Georgie Henley was wowing audiences as Lucy in the international Christmas blockbuster The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Tonight, she returns to the spotlight, but on a somewhat more modest stage at the King's Hall in Ilkley, where the 10-year-old will take on the role of Jill in the Upstagers Theatre's group performance of Babes in the Wood. Now, folks, I'm not really sure about the running times of that show, or if it's even still available, but if I lived in the UK and I lived pretty close to the theatre there, I'd try to get some tickets. This just in, Shane Rangi will be appearing at StarCon and Collectormania GFX these two following weekends. That is the weekend of the 4th and 5th and the next weekend of the 11th and 12th. You can find more information at newstarcon.com. And now it's time for the final section of this podcast, only the beginning of the adventure. Now, of course, the big hubbub on the web right now is all about Prince Caspian. Now, of course, what we kept hearing before the film came out was that filmmakers would go ahead and do the next film if the first was successful. Let's just go ahead and listen to this interview with Douglas Gresham and New Zealand's Rob Holden from Radio Reba.
And when I spoke to Andrew Adamson, which is probably about 3 or 4 months ago now, he sort of hinted that there may be the possibility of other ones to follow.
Well, we certainly hope so. It all depends entirely on how many of you guys go and see the movie and how often you go and see it.
I don't think us...
if this movie is a success, obviously we'll go on and we'll make the next one.
Well, folks, if you ask me, the first film has been a bit of a success. And I have excellent news. Prince Caspian is officially confirmed for a 2007 Christmas release. Filming is actually set to begin later this year. And more good news, Andrew Adamson and the original four Pevensey actors are all back on board and signed up. As for exactly where they're going to film, we're still not exactly sure. The possibility of New Zealand is very likely, but we've also received word from the Irish Independent that Ireland is also being considered, so we'll just have to wait and see about that. I would like to dispel a few rumors, though. For those of you who have heard that Orlando Bloom is playing Caspian, it's not true. And as for that news, some of you can cry and some of you can cheer and break out the wine glasses, but the fact is that none of the casting has begun yet. In fact, the script isn't even completely finished. As of early January, Pippa Hall, who was the casting director who did a marvelous job on casting the four children who played the Pevenseys on the first film, didn't even know if she would be involved on Prince Caspian herself. But I can assure you all that it will be probably a few more weeks before we hear anything. And for all you Caspian wannabes out there, I'm just going to give you a bit of advice. Don't flood Pippa Hall with emails, phone calls, and mail, and all these DVDs and pictures and videos of you. It's not going to help her. It's not going to help you get the role at all. Just be patient, and I'm sure that NarniaWeb.com or NarniaFans.com will have more information about the audition process when it begins. In fact, if you want to know more about the casting process, and I've got a lot of people who keep emailing me, asking me, really, and how does this work out? Then I'm just going to tell you, I don't really know that much about it, but if you want to know, probably the best source I can give you would be the official companion to the Narnia films. It's excellent, and they have a whole section there, even written by Pippa Hall herself, about the casting, about each of the kids, and about how she discovered all of them. Well, that's all I have for now. I hope this podcast has been helpful. If you have any input, comments, complaints, rants, tantrums, don't send them to me, but if you just have input, comments, and complaints, then please email me at narniawebrillian@mac.com. Once again, that's narniawebrillian@mac.com. You have been listening to Narnia News in a Nutshell, and I'm your host, Rillian. Tune in next time.